Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might get comfy.
Sit in a bean bag.
Or lie on a couch.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Movie night! Movie night!
What is it, Mim?
Movie night!
What night is it?
It's movie night. Did you hear me yelling?
Yes, we did. I've made popcorn.
I dimmed the lights.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna sit in this beanbag chair.
No, don't!
Don't do it!
What? Why? I thought you liked beans. We are called the Beanies, after all.
Yes, we do love beans, but not the beans in the beanbag chair.
Yeah, if you sit in the beanbag chair, you will never get up.
Well, here I go.
No! Oh, no! He did it! He sat in the beanbag chair!
I told him not to, but he did it anyway. He sat down in the beanbag chair.
He's stuck.
He's never going to get out.
Who's going to
edit the podcast? I don't know. It's a beanie disaster. Just like the beanie's beanbag disaster of 04. Beanbag gate.
What are you saying over there?
Nothing.
Okay, well, how do we get Michael to do anything? I don't know. How do we get him to do anything? Okay.
Hey, Michael, how about you hop up?
Nah, I'm pretty comfy.
How about you hop up?
Nope, I'ma sit right here.
If you hop up, we'll give you some spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
Oh, no! He's stuck forever.
Well, so long as you're stuck there forever, how about a story?
Yes, please.
And I'm going to sit over here, not on a beanbag chair.
Good idea.
Once upon a time, there was a beanbag chair. A floppy, lumpy, grumpy, useless beanbag chair.
Oh, man.
Shh. The beanbag chair sat in a very nice lounge room with lots of other comfortable and structurally sound chairs. There was the couch.
Hello, I'm a couch. I'm ready for you to sit comfortably and snugly upon me. Here is a blinky to keep your toesies warm while you enjoy a hot chocolate.
There was a rocking chair.
Rock out!
No, not that kind of rocking chair. A calm and peaceful rocking, like Rockabye Baby.
Good evening, welcome to the rocking chair.
And over by the desk, there was a desk chair.
Attention! All right, chairs, the family will be home in T-minus 3 minutes and it's movie night. You know what that means? A lot of sitting! I want your cushions fluffed, your blankets cozy, and not a shred of dog hair in sight. Got it?
Chill out, dude. It's all cool. No need to worry. We're chairs. And what are chairs for? Sitting. Sitting and relaxing.
Said the beanbag chair. But the desk chair didn't like that. The desk chair took being sat on very seriously. All of the chairs did. Did you know that is what all chairs want? To be chosen. So the desk chair said,
how would you know? When was the last time anyone sat on you?
Hey, chill out, man.
You wouldn't know a human bottom if it smacked you right in the face.
The beanbag chair was a bit sad. They were just as good as all the other chairs, even if no one had sat on them in a while. But then the beanbag got thinking. When was the last time one of the family sat down on the comfy beanbag?
Well, I definitely remember being sat on when little Bobby would play the Nintendo 64. When was that?
Oh, dear. Nintendo 64? A long time ago.
Oh, man.
Just then, the family got home.
Hurry, everyone!
All the chairs sat up extra straight, hoping to be chosen for the special movie night. The family were going to sit down for a whole movie. They were so excited.
Yay!
No, I want to sit.
There you go. Very good. One by one, each member of the family grabbed a spot on the couch.
Yes, hooray!
Rocked over to the rocking chair.
Delightful!
And finally pulled up the desk chair as a last resort.
Affirmative!
But the beanbag remained empty, alone on the floor.
Oh, man.
Hello!
Hi, Granny!
There was one more family member here for movie night. Granny! And she needed a chair.
Sit down, Granny!
All right, Granny, it's next movie night. Granny, I want to sit next to you.
But there was only one chair left. The beanbag.
Oh, no! Oh, yeah.
So Granny slowly lowered herself into the beanbag.
Oh!
Bending at the knees and then leaning back slightly.
Oop!
Careful!
Careful, Granny!
Then all of a sudden... Ouch! Granny fell deep into the beanbag chair and was stuck.
Oh, no!
Granny didn't like the beanbag chair, so she tried to get up.
She's trying to get up!
Oh, eep! Granny flailed and wailed, throwing her limbs to and fro, but nothing worked. The beanbag had no structural integrity.
The beanbag has no structural integrity!
Finally, Granny was able to escape the beanbag by rolling across it out onto the floor. And then the family helped her to her feet and let her have a spot on the couch.
Oh, thank you.
But after that embarrassing display, no one wanted to sit on the beanbag. Not even the dog.
Oh, man.
The next morning, the beanbag was feeling extra flat. No one wanted to sit on them. They would never be chosen as a chair again. And all because...
I've got no structural integrity.
But what even is structural integrity? What does that mean?
All the other chairs are strong and hold up people when they sit on them. They are built around strong pieces of wood and nails. Wait a second.
Beanbag had a great idea.
I have a great idea, man.
So Beanbag rolled himself around the house looking for pieces of woods and nails, things that have...
structural integrity.
Structural integrity. Something sturdy.
Hey, look at this.
Beanbag had found a wire coat hanger.
Awesome. This is strong but also bendy. That's so perfect.
So the beanbag unzipped their zip and popped the coat hanger inside with all the tiny little white balls.
Whoops.
Some of the little white balls had spilt onto the floor, but that's okay.
That's okay. I have heaps of those little white balls.
And off they went to find more...
structural integrity.
Structural integrity. Something strong.
Hey, look at this.
Beanbag had found a wooden spoon.
Yeah, nice. Wood is strong.
So the beanbag unzipped the zip and added the wooden spoon in with the coat hanger.
Awesome.
The beanbag didn't see, but again, they had dropped some little white balls on the floor. Off they went all around the house looking for...
structural integrity. Look at this. Oh, and this. Yeah, right. This is awesome. Yeah, I'll grab that as well. Oh, yeah. Look at this.
One by one, they found a book, a remote control, a tennis racket, and a hairbrush.
Yeah, nice.
And each time they unzipped the bag and lost more and more little white balls. Beanbag was looking very strange. They were lumpy and bumpy in all the wrong places, with sharp angles sticking out everywhere. And they were missing so many little white balls, they were also very flat.
Yeah, awesome.
The beanbag made their way back to the lounge room, and the other chairs were giggling at their new look.
Mom! Have you seen my book?
Try the bookshelf. One of the kids in the family came running through the house and tripped over the beanbag and their new strange shape.
What the?
The kid looked at the beanbag. It was looking super weird.
What in the world? Hey, my book! And what?
One by one, the kid removed all of the beanbag's structural integrity.
B- book, a remote control, a tennis racket, a hairbrush, a wooden spoon. How did all this get in here?
The beanbag was left empty. Emptier than they'd ever been before.
No structural integrity. No little white balls. I might as well change my name from beanbag to bag.
Beanbag was very sad.
Stupid dog.
Beanbag said sadly, but the dog wasn't stupid. In fact, this dog was very clever and on the hunt for the perfect place for a doggy nap.
What? What do you want? Shoo!
The dog sniffed the beanbag with their long snout and then walked on top of it in a little circle.
What do you think you're doing?
He walked in a circle a couple more times and then...
What the heck?
The family dog had sat down on the beanbag ready for a nap. The dog had chosen the beanbag.
Me? Chosen?
Uh-huh. By a dog.
Well, that's kind of nice.
It was. And best of all, dogs lie around and sleep all the time. So in fact, the beanbag was chosen for more time than it wasn't.
Chosen by a dog.
And what had made the beanbag so special was that it didn't have any structural integrity, which is perfect for doggy nap.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
a beanbag.
What does it look like? Is it pink or blue or yellow or purple?
What does it sound like? Crunchy when you sit down or soft and silent?
What does it smell like? Old chip dust, or that funny new foam smell.
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a beanbag.
That was a good story. And you're right. Beanbags are the perfect place for a nap.
You can't go to sleep. It's movie night. Why does everyone always fall asleep when I put on a movie?
Maybe because the movies you choose don't have any structural integrity.
Hey! And what is that?
Dunno.
Well, why don't we ask Professor Know-It-All?
Michael.
Huh? Hello, beanies.
Hi, Professor.
Professor, what is structural integrity?
What's the what now?
Yeah, how come beanbags are all floppy and flat and other chairs sit up straight and tall?
I don't quite know what you mean, Mim. What was the question again?
You know, like some things like this, like straight, like, you know, like they're like strong, you know, and other stuff are like floppy and like droopy, like, you know, that blow up man on the car sales place, you know, they're just like that, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see. You mean bones. Bones are what we humans have inside us, and they keep our bodies strong and moving.
Oh!
Inside our bodies are lots of important things, and one of them is our skeleton. The adult skeleton has 206 bones in it.
Wow!
From our skull in our head, our spine in our back, all the way down to our toes. All of our bones are very important.
What would happen if we didn't have bones? Like a bean bag?
Well, that is an interesting question, Michael. And in fact, we have a song about it. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
pretty weird.
Oh yeah, without bones, I'd go wiggly and all weird. That's how I'd be if all my bones disappeared.
As you can see, without bones, we'd all be wiggly and weird.
Professor, could we lose all our bones?
Oh, Laura, that's not something you need to worry about. Our bones are all stuck inside your body by our skin and muscles, and they are safe and sound in there.
Phew.
But we can take care of them by drinking lots of milk and eating things with calcium in them. Calcium will help our bones grow nice and strong.
Professor, what is your favourite bone?
My favourite bone is a doggy bone. Here you go, King Louis. Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, Professor, what's your second favourite bone?
Is it a funny bone?
Maybe you can pretend that you don't have any structural integrity. And,
ma'am, it's called bones. Maybe you can pretend you don't have any bones and be all wiggly.
And all weird.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie. Ha ha ha.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ha ha ha.